On Monday, Barack Obama will be sworn in to start his second term as president. Nationwide, Mr. Obama received more than 70% of the Latino vote. As a group, Latinos are at the heart of the national debate on immigration, and they're sure to press the issue hard in a second Obama administration. Now, local advocates here in mid-Michigan are adding their voices to a national campaign to create comprehensive immigration reform. Dr. Ruben Martinez is the director of the Julian Zamora Research Institute here at Michigan State, and he's standing by to talk about local efforts in the fight for immigration reform. Welcome, Dr. Martinez, to WKAR. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
How exactly does the larger Latino community in Lansing define comprehensive immigration reform? What goes into comprehensive there?
I think at the center of that is a path to citizenship. That is the most important component, followed with reunification of families, which is also very important, and, you know, access, of course, to health, access to education, higher education in particular. So there are, you know, different aspects of life here that are critical to them. And so it's really, you know, beginning with legal presence and then having some form of stepwise process that leads to ultimately to citizenship.
Now, does legalization as a part of this process, is legalization precedes the pathway to citizenship? Do I have that right?
I think that's the way it's being conceptualized, yes,
okay.
that you know, you have to be given legal presence here in order to be able to begin to adjust your status, what they call adjusting your status, and then moving from there to a culmination point, which is where you are granted citizenship.
Right. Now, this would include something like the DREAM Act, which would give legal status to kids that are brought to this country?
Well, the DREAM Act, as I understand it now, pertains primarily to higher education, and that is those undocumented members who came here as young people, who went through our K-12 system, graduated from our K-12 system, and are then granted in-state tuition rates in order to go to higher education.
So that's really a part of the pathway that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Right. That's
access to education.
Access to education.
Okay. Now, does your organization, the Julian Zamora Research Institute, advocate a specific pathway to citizenship?
Well, at the at JSRI, what we do is we study issues affecting Latino communities. But, you know, out in the larger community, I'm a member of Mi Alma, which is the Michigan Alliance of Latinos for the Betterment of Latinos here in Michigan.
Okay.
And so they advocate addressing the issue of the undocumented, and that is moving. Particularly important is that now that the president has been reelected, that he is taking the lead, or said that he would take the lead on this issue, that we move forward in finding a way to actually come forth with some legislation, hopefully one that's shaped by him, that passes, you know, the National Congress and leads to a pathway to citizenship.
What is the local dynamic here of this whole conversation? How is this? How are all these issues playing out here in Lansing and East Lansing?
Well, we have lots of different groups in the community who are taking the lead in promoting the visibility of these issues and promoting awareness of the need for comprehensive immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
There's, for instance, the Cristo Rey group. There's a ministry addressing the immigration issue with Cristo Rey Church. That's one of the primary cornerstones of the effort here in Lansing. But there's also LACLA, which is the Latin American Council for Labor, which is also interested in this issue. But by and large, Latinos have a very keen interest in what is going on with two critical issues. One of them is access to health care, and the other one is the immigration issue. So there's not a lot of opposition, I think, in the Lansing community, or at least Lansing community, about toward these issues. But, you know, we do have the state legislature here, and, you know, repeatedly we have anti-immigration bills and proposals being submitted and discussed and sometimes addressed that we believe are harmful to the effort to bring about comprehensive immigration reform. And then, of course, there's the Michigan-specific issue, and that is that those kids who have been recognized in terms of deferred action, that is, that they're given legal presence so that they are not deported for a period of, I believe, 2 years,
right,
are not being allowed to get a driver's license here in Michigan.
Right.
So that's another dimension that I think is of concern to people here in Lansing.
I spoke with, speaking of the legislature and zeroing in this discussion closer to home, I spoke with Republican State Senator Rick Jones briefly yesterday for his angle on this. And he and others in the party feel that before we address the kind of reforms we've been discussing, that those in line legally should be taken care of. How often do you hear that? How big of a legislative hurdle is that attitude?
I think that's just another political ploy,
okay,
to kind of hamper and hinder this process. Where, you know, there's a lot of different approaches that one can use to hinder the process for really addressing the issue. I mean, initially on a national level, it was always enforcement first, and so forth. Now we are at a point that the nation is spending something like $18 billion on enforcement, and it is like $7 billion more than what we spend on the FBI, on the Secret Service, on the alcohol, tobacco, and these other agencies and so forth altogether. Mm. And so these are just tactics, I think, to try to hinder what we believe is a very important issue that needs to be addressed, but it needs to be addressed humanely. It needs to be addressed realistically and rationally, and it needs to be addressed on the basis of an understanding that these people are part of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
That they are being exploited by having to live in the shadows, that their human rights, their labor rights are being violated, that we ourselves are putting ourselves at risk in terms of public health, because by keeping them out of the health system, they may be getting sick and, you know,
going to the emergency room.
Exactly,
like, yeah,
and costing us in terms of health costs and so forth. So there's a lot of issues that we need to bring into this discussion and discuss them on a rational basis. Part of the problem is that over the last 10 years in particular, particularly since 9/11, the discussion over immigration has really become ideological. It hasn't been focused on serving the public good. It hasn't been focused on addressing the issue as a solvable problem, but rather on pursuing political beliefs just on sheer adherence to political beliefs.
Mm-hmm. And enforcement's not going to stop. I mean, even if you make progress on comprehensive immigration reform, step by step, as you point out, enforcement's not going to stop, right? I mean, that's going to be an ongoing issue.
That's going to be an ongoing issue. And ultimately, hopefully, we can get to a point where we're not spending $18 billion on it and actually have one that facilitates what, you know, is... not only addresses the issue of the of those who are here, but also facilitates and addresses the issue of what we have to face in the 21st century, and that is, what is transnational labor in a global arena?
Are more Republicans re-examining immigration reform in the aftermath of the election? Attitudes changing there?
I don't know if attitudes are changing, but I think politically they're reassessing where they are with some of their positions because, you know, the American public has pretty well spoken on many of these critical issues. And, you know, if we look at the polls over the last decade, upwards of 2/3 of the American citizens support comprehensive immigration reform.
Okay.
So the people have said, you know, give us this. And hopefully the Republican Party and its members are willing to address this on behalf of the public good, on behalf of the nation.
Still no driver's licenses, though, as part of the DACA reform that was rolled out last summer here in Lansing. How big a hurdle is that proving to be? We're 6 months after that now.
Well, you know, people have dug in their heels, and they're now going to court. I think the ACLU has taken our state government to court to address the issue. So now it's going to be addressed in the courts.
I'm really curious, is there any kind of divide between legal immigrants and illegal or undocumented? Or do legally naturalized immigrants tend to support these reforms as well? Is there any kind of tension there between those two groups?
I think there might be some tension among some individuals, but basically, these two groups are so intertwined in terms of kinship, in terms of family, that, you know, that divide's not going to be a very deep one.
Okay. And are Democrats generally united on this?
I think the majority of Democrats are united in terms of being behind the president. I think there's always going to be some individuals who are playing politics with the issue, depending on what constituent base they have and, you know, where their jurisdiction comes from.
Okay. All right. Dr. Ruben Martinez of the Julian Zamora Research Institute here at Michigan State University, we appreciate your insights here on immigration reform.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming in to Current State. Dr. Ruben Martinez here on Current State on WKAR.